and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 486. How are we all doing? It's still too hot. We had a little bit of rain. Oh, it was blissful.
Did we?
We did, in the night.
Oh, I was in bed.
You were asleep, you missed it. Oh, I just revelled in it. Wanted to go in the garden and lie down. But I would probably have got arrested, so I left it be. What else have I done today? Oh!
Why would you have got arrested?
For raunching around the garden in midnight in the rain? No, I would, Mike. Just
well,
like.
No, because first of all, I see people doing their gardening at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's just sad. I mean, that actually, no, that's beyond sad. Who does that?
People around here. They're watering plants, picking up bits and putting them in the green bin, ready for the dustbin men. Oh, the bin men came.
Yes, I did hear them making an unholy noise at 20 past 6.
And they left the bin outside Joyce's, so
kind
I had to go
them.
And rescue it.
Why do we put the number on the front when they dump it outside somebody else's house?
I don't know. And yes, the other morning, early doors, I saw a lad lying in the garden playing with his cat. So, no, you wouldn't have got arrested.
No, it's, now you see, where's Simon when you need him with his murder board?
It's normal behaviour around here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And we'll add that to Simon's murder board. Anyway, hello, Renee. How are your figures doing? I won't say that I feel that they're bad, but they were on our news. So that they've knocked the Black Lives Matter thing off our news, so it must be bad. It was saying that they had shot up and you were bringing restrictions back in. As Boris is meandering around his garden like Tinkerbell, saying everything's fine.
Rene says it's not normal behaviour.
No, I don't think it's normal either.
I think it's very normal.
Oh, hello, Kim. Hello, Anthony. You've got floods in the south. Wow. And yet, in America, they're dying for water. This is ridiculous, isn't it? Ah. Oh. What do we have here today? Oh, this happened a couple of days ago, but it seemed so silly that no one would do it, and then they did. So there you go. We have an app. Let us know if you have an app for COVID tracking. It's the NHS COVID app. Now, I can't tell you anything about it because I've not installed it. I haven't installed it because I've not met another living soul other than Mike and the dog for 18 months. So I don't need the app. I don't need to. Can you imagine if we got a false positive here and it said you've got to self-isolate?
Mm.
That would just prove how bad this app is. But we've had this app. So people have got this app. And if you go to somewhere like church, there is a QR code on the wall. And you point the phone with the app open at the thing. You tap it and then, you know, you've logged in. So that's what's happening all over the place. Oh, Simon, we were just talking about you. Weird behaviour that needs to be added to the murder board. Doing the garden at 6 in the morning. That's not normal. Not normal. Anyway, this app. So I've never tried it. Simon may have tried it. Have you tried the COVID app, Simon? We need to know. But there were complaints about it being too sensitive. There was also complaints because it was too sensitive. People were uninstalling it. How does this help? Or have I totally missed the plot? Just because you don't have the app, all that stops you doing is logging in, surely. And if you have to log in, so there's monitors on the church door. People are there to make sure that you do log in. And if you've not got a phone, you've actually got to sign a little paper form. So I don't understand how you could just delete the app if you were still going out. But in response to this, the app being too sensitive, the government decided they'd make it less sensitive. It's not often I agree with any politician, but the leader of the opposition, Keir Starmer, who said, and I quote, "Isn't that tantamount to taking the batteries out of a smoke alarm?" Can't argue much with that. But I've never used it, so let me know. Let me know what it's all about. Oh, good grief, Renee. Tube 17. All got to go back to working at home. No change. Well, I must admit, I did look at the front of the papers because this Mike going back to work thing isn't appealing to me, and I'm presuming it's not particularly appealing to you.
No.
Well, on the front of the Independent, even after all of the you can't do this and you can do that and do this, it actually said at the bottom the government are still suggesting that people work from home. So it's not the edict that it was, but they would still prefer that you work from home. I did not know that. They'd certainly not made that public to that degree. Waterstones have followed Poundland in requesting that you wear masks. London Transport have said you will need to wear masks. Why is it important that in London people are protected with masks, but not in Manchester? No, I don't know that one either. This is going to be a complete carve-up, and it's going to be 5 days from now. Oh, so let me catch up over here. Renee's got COVID up. You've never been warned. Well, apparently everybody and their cats, fleas, are being warned here. So hence it's too sensitive. I mean, I can understand there are circumstances that it couldn't understand. So if there's a phone belonging to somebody who has now been found to be positive, and they live next door to you, and their phone is on their sideboard and your phone is on your sideboard, but there's a 12-inch thick brick wall between them, do they realise that, or would it warn you? Same with through a window, and I don't know the answer to that, never having installed the thing. I am never installing the thing. I might never have to go out again. There you go. Kim refuses to have an app on the phone to track COVID. Track and trace only works in the beginning of the pandemic. They're idiots. That's true. Otherwise, you'd be tracking and tracing everybody. No, I wasn't actually... No, I didn't think that was a good idea. But let me see if I can find that thing that I was horrified at last night. I'm not horrified at one thing, I'm horrified at another. Yeah, this was a classic. Obviously, a Tory government thing. I'll tell you about that in a second. Let me catch up over here. Simon says, Mrs. Simon has the COVID app, but you won't touch anything that will track you. You're a man of mystery, intrigue and espionage. After all, you keep Johnny hidden in a bin. That's true. We don't want to be tracked, do you? Is he like your pet Johnny now? Ooh, Anthony's tried it and checked into the vets with it. Since March 2020, you've only been to your GP, hospital and the vets. And they're probably all being very, very safe about it. The thing that freaked me out, that I never signed up for this, you know, just a minute, was at the very beginning of it, I think it was a couple of days after Boris's first, you must stay at home. So probably the Wednesday, as he announced that on the Monday, I got a message on my phone. In fact, I got a message on all three of my phones. I have a secondary phone with a different SIM in it. And once I'd upgraded to the 11, which was almost, nearly 2 years ago now, I then acquired this extra phone. It's not great. It can't be updated to beyond, I think it's iOS 13. But it plays music, and that does me. So I got messages on all of my phones. Now, just a minute. I didn't sign up for that. I'm not registered anywhere. Now, obviously, the government have got every phone number in the country. And they decided they were going to send a message. Fair enough. OK, you know, global pandemic. Would that anyone has taken any notice that it's still a global pandemic, but that's a totally different story. So I got these messages and I said to Mike, you know, that's a bit off. And I considered it a bit off. You should have to sign up for things like that. You should have to opt in, not opt out. I mean, if the aliens had landed, fine. But no one's taking this pandemic seriously anymore anyway. But that's what happened at the beginning of the pandemic. Anyway, about 3 weeks ago, I read this story on the BBC about Reading. Now, doesn't Reading have a bad rep? Isn't that where the office was set?
No, that was Slough. Oh, right. It's down that way.
Reading doesn't have a great rep either. Can I have that cleaning fluid that you've stolen again?
I didn't steal it. I knew you'd say that when I tidied up.
You were disappointed then, were you?
No.
You were tidying up, were you? Oh, he's sulking now. Domestic. Anyway, this thing in Reading was that at 10 o'clock in the morning on a particular day, they were sending out an emergency message. I'm thinking it's good that you can schedule your emergency messages, but it was some kind of like siren effect on, and it would appear on every mobile device as a test. I'm thinking, a test for what? It's only ever happened once with the pandemic. Anyway, they did it. Anyway, they've now decided it was so valuable to them. You're all going to love this. National alert system that sends messages to phones about nearby major emergencies could save many lives. People are going to be warned on their mobile phone about life-threatening emergencies in the local area under government plans announced today. The new National Alerting System, the NAS, could be used where there are incidents such as fires, floods or terror attacks. The public will be sent messages on their mobile devices which will give clear guidance on how they can protect themselves when such events happen. Cabinet Minister Penny Mordaunt claimed that the system, due to be rolled out in the summer, could save many lives. Rabbit. Just 1 minute. I did not sign up for that. I am not interested. Don't want them. I don't want any notifications on my phone. What? What is this about? Round here, that would be every day, wouldn't it? You know Simon's murder board. Yeah, that would be every day. And the other thing that struck me was, it says mobile devices. Does it mean phones? Or does it mean tablets as well and computers? Or internet-enabled fridges? Or smart TVs? You know, because how somebody would be, you know, all these people that love their TV programmes when I don't give a toss. Right, how would you be if you were watching the big movie on your TV and you suddenly got a government alert on it? Not best pleased, I wouldn't have thought. That's how I am if you put it on my phone. Really? I think that's terrible. I think they should have to get permission. The other thing that struck me was, there's many, many, many children have phones as young as 5, but definitely as young as 7. Do you want your child being petrified to death with Big Brother messages on their phone? Shocking. Needless to say, as with everything else with this government, every other damn government we've ever had, doesn't seem to be a way to opt out. So they'll just live your life for you in the end, and you won't need to bother. So what do we all think of that? Me? Less than pleased. Right, let's get back up here. Kim says, best to think everyone's got COVID and act accordingly. That's my firm belief, Kim, that everybody else is a card-carrying idiot and are infected. Well, Kim's zip code is 90% vaccinated. We do it by local authority, I think. And the figures in our local authority, not good. Not good. I don't think we have vaccinated figures, but we do have COVID positive test figures. And they're just depressing, so I don't look. Ooh, Anthony said, turned up at the vet. You had to ring the surgery to let them know you'd arrived. And then they came out to the car and told you when they were ready. You and Barney were the only people in there, apart from the vet and the nurse. Much better for Barney because he finds being in a waiting room stressful. I find being in the waiting room of a vet stressful. I start wondering what's wrong with all the pets and, oh no, no, I can't do it. I don't like it. We actually have that going on years ago with Maya because he barked constantly. You took him out and he was somewhere he didn't want to be. He would tell you about it very vocally. So we did that where Mike stayed outside and I went in. And if you remember, there were many times the vet said, have you actually got the pet with you? Yes, but if I bring him in, you won't hear a word I'm saying. So let's talk first and then you can look at the doc. Ooh, Renee cancelled all appointments. Dentist and billiards for the upcoming 2 months, back to being marooned. Oh no, you'd only been out 2 weeks, Renee. I can't believe how fast it turned round in the Netherlands. I really can't believe that. And Kim says the vet comes to the car to get Kiva and takes her in without you. And then you talk to the vet over the phone. I don't think that would have done nicely for Maya. No, not at all. He liked his people, did Maya? He had me, Mike, Mum and Dad, and that was it. Anybody else was like, let me bark at them. I don't think the vet could have coped. Oh, and Renee was looking for a holiday but postponed that as well. Oh, no. What's this about Bongo? What's he done now? What's he done? What's a Momo? Has he done something else? Or are we still talking about something stupid he's previously done? Is there breaking news or something? The R rate has just shot up in the Netherlands and I don't get that. I mean, it's going up here. But it just seems to have skyrocketed there. And, you know, there's vaccinations as well, so... Oh, we're back to square one. It feels like it, doesn't it, Renee? It definitely feels like it. Is there much vaccine and COVID denial there? Do we have much of that? I know there's... Is it the BAME communities are a bit reluctant? And I understand someone who's reluctant. But the deniers. I'm not denying there's COVID out there, but I'm prepared to not go out rather than have stuff on my phone and clock in and out and stuff. I mean, I would say anywhere I want to go, I can just watch on Zoom, including Mass, but that didn't end well at the weekend, did it? You were all right if you could lip read, but the rest of it, no, it was shocking. Priest, not happy. Oh, fingers crossed he sorted it out. It looked like someone had cracked the camera, to be honest, because the camera had moved while we were at it. Oh. The scary face that appeared on the children's webcams. Right, I'm with you, Simon. I just don't want that. They're not considering people who are using these devices for anything other than personal. And just as I don't honestly believe for one second they'd think about bringing in legislation so they could automatically ping your microwave, what makes them think it's okay to ping my mobile phones? I could be in the middle of a demo or in the middle of recording something for a course. It's my device. I paid for it. They didn't. Bad words off. Fill in the blank.
Bad words.
Yeah, what's choose that? Whatever bad word suits you and then add off to it, and that's how I feel about it. Oh, unbelievable. And if I hear one more word from those three England players that missed those penalties, I think I will spit. Hate will never win. Look, don't care what colour you are. You missed a penalty. You're a muppet. Go away. Either come and apologise, like what's it did last night.
Rashford.
For Rashford. But don't be coming in with the well, well, well. You missed a sitter. There are no words, so go away. But no, I don't fancy Boris and his missives. And this isn't just, you know, the aliens have landed. What do you think is serious enough to have on your phone? The aliens have landed. There's a nuclear attack. And that's about it, as far as I'm concerned. But little piddly things about your local area. Why would I want to be told on about 19 different devices that there's a fire somewhere locally? Because if it's close enough to worry me, I'll already have evacuated. And if it's not, what are you bothering me for? But I think it's just a way for the government to track devices myself. I'm turning into Kim, aren't I? Kim's having a big impact on me here. But I do. I mean, there are no words. And will they come across devices? I mean, iPads, they could do if they were on Wi-Fi. But what if they came across cellular? You could come across a cellular device. How would it distinguish? And the way they did it in Reading was, it wasn't by number either. It was some electronic pulsy thing that they just sent out and all your devices picked it up. This is getting really scary. So I'm with Simon. We need to do something about this, Simon. Could you possibly stand for Prime Minister at all? Because I'm sure you'd get in. I think it's just text, Simon. As far as I can see, it's just text. Loving that, Simon. Sheeple. No, I've not seen any of that. But there again, to be honest, I haven't seen a COVID notice either, because I've not been out the house. So I'm quite happy. We don't have COVID notices inside the house. We just have hand sanitizer liberally spread around. The key is to get people vaccinated before another variant appears that's not covered by the vaccine. The longer it goes on, the more variants. Well, that's what I thought with the variants. And that's why I don't understand letting people go abroad on holiday. Because surely that's going to impact the variants faster than if we were all here. And it's not like the UK hasn't got places you can go on holiday. I mean, they're forever going on about the royal family bringing in tourism. So there you go. Go see the Queen. See how much she likes it. Oh. Right. We're agreeing to too much. Well, they're frightening you to death and then saying, but we've got an idea. I mean, his opening up was it wouldn't impact the numbers going into hospital. But we've now got medical staff in the northeast saying that they can't cope already. South Tyneside and North Tees. Critically ill with it. And in South Tyneside, 1,385 currently in hospital. And when you look at the map, not good. It's not good. shall I have a look at what this idiot said? As a society, we need to do better, he said, and hold these people accountable. How about holding you accountable for not being able to put a ball in from 12 yards? Just an idea. Four people have been arrested. Most people delete it. I don't know why they say it in the first place. It's nothing new. I'm proud of this England team. Thank you for the positive messages. Been an honour. I've no doubt we'll be back even stronger. Oh, and then we've got one of these apologies. Massive air quotes. He said he was sorry, in air quotes, to his teammates, coaching staff and the fans who felt he had let them down. I hate apologies like that. That's not an apology. Not an apology. I am sorry. No air quotes is an apology. And then goes on to say it was the worst feeling I've ever felt in my career. But there are so many positives to take away. Why do we celebrate mediocrity in this country? Why can't we just say you're an idiot? Don't go on holiday. Go to a training ground somewhere and understand where the net is and try and get the ball in it. And then come back and talk to us about it. Until then, go away. Right, let me go up here. I thought we had covered what was needed in the other countries. But then there was something about... something's going through the UK... Simon will know. Something's going through the UK government at the moment where they're trying to reduce the amount of money that they give to third world countries. And Bill Gates got involved and said that he'd make up the shortfall. Makes you wonder why you're paying for Microsoft stuff, doesn't it? Oh dear, oh dear. That's a good point, Simon. The wealthy Arab states don't take any global responsibility. You're quite right. They just put in gold toilets, don't they? And be done with it. Ooh, that's a good one, Kim. We need to find one of the devices that scramble the tech we see on TV shows. I just don't feel that when I've paid like £2,000 for a device, I don't want to be disrupted in the middle of a 3-hour recording with a message coming up on it. I mean, they'll be sending it in Morse code next through the smart bulbs. All of the kit that I choose to buy is for a purpose, and it should be up to me what I do with it, and not them treating it as a conduit to get messages to me that I don't want. Talk about personal liberty, there is none. But it's kind of been... It's a good day to bury bad news. They've kind of just sneaked it in under the radar and no one said a word about it. And I read it and I thought, why is no one talking about this? And then I thought, because we're all talking about the three stooges that missed the penalties, that's why. So it's like, yeah, that's going to be all over the paper for days on end. Let's release it now and no one will notice. And no one's noticed. No one's noticed but me. And now I have shared it with you. Maybe you're not quite as incensed as I am, but I just think that's disgusting. Oh, do we not want you as Prime Minister? Oh, Simon. Legalised cannabis. 2 days focused on releasing all the UFO info. Day three, a 4-day week. Yeah, that would work. Yeah, you definitely get in. No problem. I'm presuming you said the spelling looks like you've been smoking something. I'm presuming that maybe you have. given your day one thing. Oh. Anthony says this is what happened in India after their first peak. The government thought, phew, we dodged a bullet there. Everyone do what you like. They had a big festival and cases went through the roof. Oh. No words. No words. Hello, Tracy. Oh, yeah, Tracy's got a cucumber.
You know when you Google something...
And regret it?
No.
Oh.
No. You find your own blog post.
Really?
Yes.
And has it got the answer?
No.
I flummoxed Mike today with a spreadsheet. I put a dirty hack in place because I couldn't get it to work, but it was 2:30 in the morning, and I thought Mike probably, only probably, wouldn't have been too pleased if I woke him up to ask him to fix it. So I put this dirty hack in, did what I needed to do, and then about 1.5 hours ago I said, right, this is the issue. You totally understand the issue, don't you? Mm. But the solution, still escaping him. Still escaping him so far, so we'll see how that goes. Maybe Simon just likes an argument. Oh, Simon, in that case, I've got another position that could soon be available for you. Leader of the opposition. Then you could argue with Bongo all day. Oh, people would pay to see that. Oh, yes, let's do that. Good point. We don't want vegetables like Renee's, do we? We frighten Dee with that. Oh, no. Oh, but veggies that look like Renee are cute, according to Renee. Simon says, honestly, I don't think you need to apologise for not winning. No, I don't think he needs to apologise for not winning. No, I just think there should be no player at international level. You are talking about the top, was it 25 this year? Because it's usually 22.
26, but there was some, I think.
26. There was a couple of extras this year. If you pick the top 26 players out of, well, that are qualified to play for your country. So not just playing in this country, you could be playing anywhere, but they're playing for your team. None of them have any excuse for missing a penalty. It's as simple as that. If you can't take a penalty, you shouldn't be on the team, because you know it could come to that. In fact, with England, it absolutely guarantees it's going to come to that. So, and if they were great in training, fine. But I'd have to question Southgate on whether he thought it was wise. Sure, like Sterling. Sterling didn't seem to have a problem, so why didn't you pick him first? And leave the ones that are dicey. The one that's usually picked last, the one who would be the 11th man, is usually the goalkeeper. And I've never really understood that.
Yeah, because that went so well, didn't it?
What?
The goalkeeper.
What about the goalkeeper?
Taking a penalty.
Yes, I know.
In the tin pot.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, normally the goalkeeper would be last, but why isn't a goalkeeper better at taking a penalty? Because they've got so much experience.
Well, Alex Stepney was. He was our leading scorer one year.
That didn't surprise me. We weren't good in the 70s. We're in League Two in the 70s, Mike.
Early on, he'd scored two goals and they were both penalties. He was leading scorer.
I'd have rated Peter Schmeichel against some of our forwards any day. No, he doesn't have to apologise for not winning. That's not the thing. It's... You can't give him... You should just say, do you know what? I should have done better with that penalty. I'm sorry. Full stop. Don't then start about, I've got racial abuse and blah, 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 because I couldn't care less. You missed a penalty. If you hadn't missed a penalty, none of this would have happened. So, no, he does not have to apologise for not winning, but do apologise for the fact that it was one of the worst penalties I've ever seen. That would be a start, and from there we can work upwards. It's a game. Yet the thing is, Renee, it's not in this country. It just... I wish we could have wrapped up the atmosphere on Saturday and then shown you the atmosphere on Monday, and it's like a different country. People are snapping and snarling at each other now. It would have been an almighty boost, even to people who don't like football. I mean, so many of our friends would never watch a football match in their life, and they were sat glued to it. Come on, England, come on, England. And you're like, okay, fair enough. It would have made a massive difference. Unfortunately, we for the 55th year running, we've just ended up praising mediocrity. What I mean is, Simon, have you seen any mention of the two players who did score? Who overcame their nerves? Who overcame the occasion? No, not one word. Not one word. And they did do their country proud. It's all kind of turned on itself because of the idiots there, and not helped by the fact that even before all of this started, there was a mob invaded Wembley. I have to question where the security was.
Oh, Harry Maguire's dad got injured, broke a couple of ribs.
Which was a bit weird, because that was 3 hours before kickoff. So that was a bit weird, unless it happened again after. So it just turns to the negative side of football, and then everyone says, like, oh dear. Right. Sorry, we're only second best in the world. Yeah, for once. For once. Kim's not a fan of Bill Gates then. Oh, I'm loving that. And as Simon says, rare moment of Kim sticking the boot in. You must really hate Bill. Oh. dear me. Simon, you're going for a title for the show there. Are we inquiring what Renee's privates look like now? There are no answer to that. Bill Gates is all a bit weird as far as I'm concerned. You know, his expertise was in software. He was actually the programmer. He wasn't somebody like Steve Jobs who didn't know one end of a piece of code from the other. He was actually the coder. And ruthlessly took Microsoft to where they were and then opted out. Why he left Steve Ballmer in charge, I have no idea, but trust me, that was not the best idea he had ever had. I can understand a philanthropic association, although even that's a bit weird. Why do you have to be the organisation? If you've got that kind of money, why don't you just donate it to existing organisations who have the expertise in the area that you want to support? But no, he had to have the organisation as well. Which I saw an expose on that was just totally petrifying. The power, the money and the tinkering in other countries was terrifying. Now he's splitting up with the wife and there's some weird contract going on between them about halving the organisation or she gets the right to stay. And then Warren Buffett was involved and you're like, oh, good grief. No, it's creepy. It's just creepy. Simon thinks our Prince Andrew should be over there answering your FBI. That I totally agree with you, Simon. At the same time as Anne Sokoula should be over here in jail for murdering that lad. Well, no, it would be manslaughter, wouldn't it? Got to have the intention for murder. But there, I love the way with that, note the sarcasm, they're discussing it and debating it. No, that's not the way justice should be. Bill and Andrew are buddies. Well, they have been, weren't they on a plane manifest together? Heading off to one of these private islands. That was another documentary that scared me witless. The national stats over some years are 75% of penalties are scored, 25% are saved. That would mean we scored, because there was five penalties, so 40% of ours were scored and 60% were missed. Still a problem, Simon. There does seem to be in this country some weirdness going on with slavery in terms of sex slavery or just slavery in general, where people are taken to houses and they become like literally slaves to people. And it's a thing. And I'm like, can you imagine people bringing people in the country like that? But where do you find the people that want to have somebody in their house and be their slave? You know, living in a dungeon, literally living in the cellar. Just weird. Maybe that's what happens when you get money. Do you reckon it is? Do you reckon you go funny?
Yeah.
Saving Renee's Privates, wasn't that a movie? I don't think so, Renee.
Saving Ryan's Privates.
I think it should be, Renee. No, Mike, it was Saving Private Ryan, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have I seen it? No, needless to say, no, I haven't.
Think I have.
Oh,
my friend called me today.
Which one? So many.
The
so
one
many
that friends. Calls me Magic Mike.
Oh, that one.
Yes. And she said hi. She said, say hi to Mrs. M.
Mrs. Magic.
Mrs. Magic.
Mrs. Magic. Okay, yes. That'll work. Renee says he heard how they've been threatened for missing penalties. They will do anyway. But that is the British culture. And it's the British culture because the paper, if you can imagine, you're going into a tournament. What's the chances of them winning? Slim to non-existent, usually. But they win a game. And then they start talking. When they do the interviews, they start talking like they're God Almighty and they're going to win. The papers then start talking about them being God Almighty and they're going to win. And over the course of the tournament, which, remember, goes on for a month, all of this upbeat talk, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, which is fine as long as you do, it kind of builds into a certain percentage of the population, probably the football supporting part of the population, a belief that they're going to win. And that makes it worse when they don't. And then they have no power. They have nothing else that they can do other than issue threats. And they would have done that years ago, just not with the amplification of Twitter. Most of it's all hot air. But I agree, it shouldn't happen. But then, what day is it today? It's Wednesday today. Oh, he's managed to get an apology in by Wednesday, has he? That should have come, instead of striking in the middle of the pitch, that could have come on Sunday night. And then, would it have diffused it? Well, not with the diehards that just want to lynch him. And there will be that element. Yes, there will. But with other people, I think it might. What on earth has gone on here? That's just moved something. There we go. Let's get it back over there. No one deserves threatening when they're playing for a team. But don't come out with a half apology either, because that's just going to set it off again. Bill wants to have a say in the vaccination industry. That in itself is weird and frightening. That was the documentary that I saw. It was some, I think it was contraceptive injection for women in America. And it didn't get, is it the CDC? You've got somebody over there that says, yes, you can use this medication, or no, you can't, that. And they said no. So it had been used and it existed. There were stocks of it. But then they pulled the plug and said, no, you can't use it. At which point, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation went over to some country in Africa with all this drugs that isn't good enough for America and started using it over there. And I don't really think the people over there knew what they were actually getting, to be honest. It was awful. This thing was awful. But yeah, that's what's going on. And I just think that does mean that you're a bit on the weird side, aren't you? Simon would package Prince Andrew up himself. There's another job, Simon. You could work at the palace in the dispatch department and get him sent off. But do be aware that he is the Queen's favourite. Again, no words on that one, is there? Oh, put him in the same prison as Epstein, because he lasted a while, didn't he? Kim likes Magic Mike and Mrs. Magic. I don't think she knows me. Oh, and Fur Baby Magic. That reminds me of that shampoo we used to have. Cowboy Magic.
Oh, Cowboy Magic.
We had to import that from the States. We got it for Mayer. It was supposed to be like magic. They weren't kidding. It really was. Cowboy Magic, and we called it Cowie Magic. He loathed it, of course. He loathed anything that meant he was clean. But it was amazing, amazing stuff. It was something like 50 quid a bottle as well. It was more expensive than liquid gold, but it was amazing. Oh, and they're coming to fix Kim's fridge today again. That's the one, the FDA. Well, whoever they were, they gave permission and then said no, and then it went over to Africa. And these women were suffering in Africa. I mean, why are you injecting women in Africa? Maybe Bill could come out and explain that. Don't think he ever has, though, has he? Fingers crossed with the fridge, anyway. It's one of those big fridges that I'd take the food out of and climb into, isn't it? Whereas ours is compact and bijou. You get like a sandwich box in one of them and possibly a sandwich box and a half in the other. I always wanted one of those big fridges. And so did Dad, but Mum said no. I think she felt that the fridge was hers, and if she acquiesced to get one of these, like, what I call lazy boy fridges, you know, the ones with ice coming out the front and drinks coming out the front, that he would think it was his toy. She'd rather have a less technical fridge than him think he owned the fridge. Oh, my mum and dad, what were they like? Yes, we're sending positive vibes to the fridge. Oh, it's so important. You've got heat over there. You do not need that as well. Bill has to explain Songsmith before he explains that. Is there a list of things that Bill must explain, Simon? Ooh, what else could we put on that list? Oh, front page extensions. Can I put front page extensions on that list? and the interface of Office, was it 2003?
What's wrong with Office 2003?
Or was it 2000? Which was the one with the ribbon?
2007.
Yeah, well, Office, the interface of Office 2007. We could put that on the list as well.
This is like Room 101, isn't it?
What Microsoft stuff would you put in there? We've all forgotten the obvious one. Oh, that's a good point, Renee. Windows Vista. But we've all forgotten the other one.
SharePoint.
The one that, no, the one that still rides today. The one you will never kill.
Teams.
Not even with a stake through its little heart. Clippy.
Oh, yeah.
Clippy rides again. He's been on the prowl since 1995.
Looks like you're writing a letter.
It looks like you're writing a letter. And you're like, no. I've just put down like this. This software's too dear, and it sees the word dear, and that's it. No, I'm not.
Do you remember that other one?
What other one?
It looks like you're watching porn.
Oh yeah, classic. Do you remember the little dog? Now he was cute. I can't remember what he was called, but you start doing a Windows search, and this happened probably not long before I moved to a Mac, and then maybe you can understand why I moved to a Mac. You'd start the search on your hard drive, and my hard drive at the time was about 20 gig maximum, and I was looking for a file. So you open up Windows search, and you put in, you know, part of what you know is in the title. You just can't remember where you put it, and you start the search. 6 hours. Now, to entertain you while it manually searches through all these files, there's a dog digging. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
And every now and then, as he's digging, behind him, you get like dirt thrown up. And a bone will fly out, and then he'll start digging again. And as soon as you saw the bone, you were like, yes, he's finished. No, he's not. He's carrying on to find a file 6 hours. And we just kind of accepted it. So when I got a Mac for totally different reasons, no intention of actually switching, it was going to be as well as, not instead of. And you do a search and it takes like 2 seconds flat. You're like, yeah, OK, this move into a Mac. How's that? How would that work? And that was what happened. Little by little, I had the Mac on one desk in the office, the one that I work at now. And I had my PC on like a bracket, an arm bracket, in the window desk. And slowly, from the April when it arrived to about July, it was like maybe like, you know, 1% of your time, 2% of your time on the Mac, 50% of your time on the Mac. Till in the end, it was like, oh, that Windows box just gets me email, that's it. And that's what we did with it. Oh, but it was just so fast. The search was amazing. Kim enjoys Clippy. Clippy's cute, I guess. Mum loved him. She absolutely adored him. And she loved the dog as well, but Clippy was her favourite. She had, what was it? The Microsoft Home Mouse. It was like a blue colour with a brown chimney on it. And she loved that. But she didn't use a computer too much. She had a computer, but no, she wasn't really that interested. Maybe it was because it had a GUI and she was used to punch cards. She was the first female computer user in the UK for ESSO, and then she ended up training others. Interesting how history repeats itself. Didn't think she'd think her daughter would ever be a trainer. Anthony had a little utility which made the dog do a poop while he was searching. Who doesn't need that, Anthony? You absolutely need that. Oh no, Kim says it's hell living near Microsoft. Pandemic was great in regards to Microsoft traffic. Well, I'd like to think that Microsoft and Apple and the big, you know, Facebook, etc., would realise the value of working from home, but Apple are completely anti-working from home. To the point, the staff are revolting now and arguing with Timmy, which I think is good news. I think that's good news. But I wouldn't have thought, I'd have thought they'd have had it organised better, Kim, in terms of like maybe shifts or even their own transport. Clearly not. I did dream once of going over to visit Apple and then wondered how far Seattle was so I could do the Microsoft thing as well. But that's not happening at the moment, is it? Have we got our stats in for today? See how bad they are today. Looks at it closing one eye. Six countries, moved into the COVID rule thing. Oh, there you go. This is just getting ridiculous. We have had, where's today's figures? 42,302 new cases and another 49 dead, with 3,615 in hospital. This doesn't make sense. You look at the stats for the vaccines and you look at the stats for those dying in hospital, and the vaccines are going down and the deaths, cases and people in hospitals going up. Oh, I did hear a thing that was like, oh, you're kidding me. Oh, what country was it? Let me see if I can find it. Can't remember the country. There's one that says firms don't plan to run back to the offices on Monday. There you go, Malaysia. Malaysia it was. A vaccination centre was shut down on Tuesday after more than 200 medical staff and volunteers tested positive for COVID. People who had been vaccinated at the centre from Friday onwards have all been asked to self-isolate for 10 days in case they develop symptoms. 453 workers at the centre were tested after two volunteers contracted the virus, and the 204 who tested positive... they're saying that the 204 who tested positive only had a low viral load. You've either got it or you've not. You can't be a little bit pregnant. And I don't, as far as I'm aware, you can't be a little bit COVID positive. The centre was shut for deep sanitisation and workers are being isolated. The centre's going to reopen on Wednesday with a new team of medical workers. And despite a strict lockdown since the 1st of June, the pandemic has worsened in Malaysia, with a total confirmed case number exceeding 844,000, with more than 6,200 dead. The vaccination pace had picked up, with 11% of the population inoculated, but this has slowed that down. You read a headline and you think, the staff at the vaccination centre test positive. It makes you wonder how sanitary the rest of the process was, doesn't it? Because by definition, the job means they're in PPE, and over half of them have now got COVID. Unbelievable. Ah, now you see, Renee, that's exactly what I thought, that Timmy has got, he's lumbered with a building now that cost an absolute fortune. What does he do with it? People want to work from home. Well, to be quite frank, he should have thought of that beforehand, shouldn't he? Because that was the way it was going anyway. And you cannot put the genie back in the bottle. Our favourite song, James, Sit Down. Mm. If I hadn't seen such riches, I could live with being poor. Mm. But now people have seen how rich they feel working from home. They want to carry on doing it. Maybe only 2 or 3 days a week, but they want that flexibility. You cannot roll it back in. So he'll have to find something else to do with his multi-million pound space base. You're quite right. Kim says Microsoft runs the entire town and the employees are not very courteous on the road. They make so much money, drive up the cost of living for the rest of us. Oh, now there was somewhere else I heard that. Is it San Francisco's expensive? Was it San Francisco or LA? Or sort of Silicon Valley? But basically that's what they were saying, that the locals stand no chance. We have places like that here. I mean, the Welsh particularly don't like the English buying holiday homes. And I totally get that, because their children can't then afford a house because all the houses are being bought up by people who are only there 5 minutes in a year. So I can understand that. It was San Francisco, was it? I mean, it looks a beautiful place, but it just seems to be... I wonder what would happen with this working from home thing, where people would choose to live. Would those Microsoft employees, if they could work from home, choose to live in Seattle? Or would they maybe, like you're saying, with the money that they've got, would they go somewhere like up a mountain somewhere? Or go live in a different country? I mean, your boss's boss, you know, the head honcho, worked from Australia. True. During the pandemic. So what's the problem? I'm sure they wouldn't be overly keen on you working from Australia during the pandemic.
No.
Or otherwise. But why not? If they can. Like Alan Sugar the other day when he was criticising people. Complacent, he called them. The complacent people working from home that will never work for him. Who said they want to? It's about time they're all back in work, he said from his yacht, moored off the Bahamas. You wonder how people have actually got the bald face cheek to say things like that, and yet they have, and they do. Unbelievable. Anyway, we've got this spreadsheet to fix, the one that, well, it wasn't broken, I built it, and it's not my fault it's broken, it's just that it's not working in the way it should, isn't it, Mike?
Mm.
So shall we have another headbanging session and try and get it to work out?
Okay,
if we do, it would be a good demo, that. But if we don't, then it'll be a dirty hack, in which case it'll be a Kim demo, a demo that Kim adores. Right, but we're going to head off. I've got emails to write. I've got sessions tonight as well. I don't think I've even booked on them yet. So I need to sort that out. But we will be with you again tomorrow, where, who knows, maybe the news will be better. I know what you're thinking. It's going to get worse before it gets better, which is exactly what our government's saying. But there again, they lie on a constant basis. So who knows? But for the moment... Oh, you want the theme. You want the theme. Have we got the theme?
Yeah, but I haven't checked the wording with you.
Right, the theme will be with you very shortly in the WhatsApp group. So don't, and it's a shame Dee's not here, because I think Dee might like the theme. There's a bit of a clue. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.